Right now, we're chatting with Darren Custer, who is the chairperson of the Peace River School Division. And Darren, always great to check in with you. And we know that coming up the next week, it is going to be Parents Matter Appreciation Week. The name, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. And we know how much our parents matter, helping us get through school. We don't get through them, or we don't get through it without them, at least in my honest opinion. But in saying that, though, what are some of the things that the PRSD has planned to thank are those parents out there?
Well, it's been kind of a unique thing, the way, especially the way this came up. Like, this came to be through student engagement, that where students were asked how can parents be involved in student success, and we had hundreds of students respond to that online request back in 2011 and tell us different ways their parents helped them, right from, you know, anything from just being there to support them to making lunches to helping with homework, you know, everything, every aspect of you know, great parenting sort of thing. And so we came up with the idea of, well, how about a Parents Matter Week, so that the kids can show their appreciation. And it went over fabulously, and we've been carrying it on every year since. Most years they have events to honor the parents in the schools, and this year there will be the same. We'll be, you know, in the schools, there'll be activities going on in each classroom to honor the parents, but of course with the current rules we have going on with gatherings, there probably won't be the same crowds going through our schools, of course, but each student will still be given class time to reflect on, you know, what is it that their parents do for them, and they'll have the opportunity to make cards that they can take home to their parents and guardian, and there will still be some little things going on, like appreciation signs and drive-bys and stuff like that. So we're hoping it'll you know, it's going to be altered from past, but we're hoping it's still going to be a successful week.
It sounds good. So you had mentioned that obviously this has been done in years in the past. So Darren, what year can you remember off the top of your head that you first started this?
It would have been 2012, I believe, we started. It was in response to a questionnaire we had done, an online questionnaire in 2011. So I believe it was 2012 when we started doing this. So.
And do you find it's gained popularity each year?
It was so popular right off the bat, I won't say that it's gained popularity, but I think its popularity has remained. So that's good to see. The shine is not wearing off.
Awesome. Yeah, no. I definitely cannot ignore the roles that our parents play, especially my parents, and as well in my school years. So another thing that we have coming up is that Métis Week is coming up next week in order to recognize and celebrate that, the Métis culture. And that's very interesting timing, considering that's, I think it was next week, sometime during next week, I can't remember the exact day, that Louis Riel was hung. So this is quite a topical time and a very important topic. So is the school board, or the division, I should say, have anything planned for this important week?
Yeah, we will be doing, virtual assemblies, and every classroom will have something that will be celebrating the Métis culture. We've got the Métis anthem, Métis jigging. Some will be doing outdoor fires and sharing circles, cooking bannock. It will be highlighted throughout, across our division, in every school.
Awesome. So that should be, looks like it should be a lot of fun. And something that's interesting coming up, I know at least in my days of going to school in Quebec, that parent-teacher interviews were usually done in November. I don't know if they're done in November in the Peace River School Division, but for whenever they are coming up, I guess safe to say that they're probably going to be conducted a little differently this year.
Yeah, we've already, some schools have already done some parent-teacher interviews, and virtually, of course, this year. It's going to be, as most things are going to be done a little differently, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a great opportunity for parents to talk to the local teachers and staff that are interacting with their students every single day, and just there's going to be a little way of interacting with them as well.
No doubt about that. And I know, I remember any time we had a theme on parents there, and I always would ask you personally what you would remember about it. I remember when we were talking about bus drivers once, you were telling me about your bus drivers. So talk about, I guess, as well as you, since Parents Matter Appreciation Week is coming up. What do you remember about your parents and the role they played in your education as you were growing up?
Well, like I'd said before, my parents were extremely supportive, and my parents were also the bus drivers, so it was very rare that we missed a day of school, even if it meant starting the tractor to plow the road first. So it's they were extremely supportive, and there was always the option of go to school and do well, and you know, support you in every way they could to make your life successful. And I just a big thank you to them for all they did for me, and I'm certain that that's a sentiment that's echoed by all the kids out there. Thanks so very much for all the parents do, and especially in these times, you know, we're calling on parents more than ever to help out in these times, so we very much appreciate all that they do for the students in our division.
Awesome. Darren, anything else you want to add that I may have forgotten?
I think that will do it, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Darren Custer, the chairman of the Peace River School Division.